Moonee Valley Gold Cup yesterday, one of the important lead-ups into the Melbourne Cup in 10 days' time. And Ventura Storm did a really good job to win the Moonee Valley Gold Cup. He ran in the Melbourne Cup last year, but his trainer, David Hayes, maintained he's a better horse, better stayer this spring. He's on the line to join us this morning. David, good morning. Congratulations. And you were saying yesterday, Ventura Storm, he's had a wind operation, etc. He's just more mature now. He's much better equipped for the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, he's a different horse. The wind ops really changed him around. And he's a gelding, of course, now. And we really understand that he's a horse that gets better as he gets into a prep. We probably went into the Melbourne Cup a little bit on the fresh side last year. And we learned from that experience, and I think we've got him spot on.
Yeah, and that was the interesting thing about the last couple of runs in this prep too, David, and that's where your knowledge comes in, because 10th in the Caulfield Cup, although probably hit the line pretty well, and then the Turnbull a 4th. So you're saying that's the ideal preparation for him going into the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, look, he's a horse that in the Caulfield Cup, he missed the start and ended up back last on the fence in probably the slowest Caulfield Cup run in years.
Yeah.
And he got home in the best last 200 of the race, but was barely noticed because he was so far out of the race. But if you really looked at the finishing, that's why we were so keen on him from a forward position yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was a much better run than it looked. Hey, Dave, you've got 54 with Ventura Storm in the Melbourne Cup. He is eligible for a penalty. The winning margin wasn't great yesterday. We saw the Caulfield Cup winner escape a penalty, but you're 27th on the order of entry. Would you like half a kilo?
I was sort of hoping for half a kilo yesterday, but I've heard you've dropped out. So I'm quite happy. I think you're right, Ray. You didn't win by very much.
So we'll go with that, yeah.
Yeah, we've
broken course record.
We won't go there, though, yeah.
No, look, I don't think he would get much of a penalty, if any. But if he does, it would mean he's guaranteed in the race. And I think he's pretty close to that anyway.
Yeah, we've got an SMS here. Ventura will get a start, boys, in the Cup. There's already 4 out above it. So just waiting on... I don't think it's from Greg Carpenter, but anyway, we'll try and get some clarification around that, Dave. But is there a better one at home? Everyone talks about, oh, yeah, this one's a good one, but we've got a better one at home. Is it Jamie, which is going to be running in the Hotham Handicap?
Yeah, well, Jamie...
Jamie.
He got beaten in the Bart Cummings by Avilius, who's obviously a very good horse. He got beaten a millimetre... And there was a lengthy protest, and Avilius at one stage was made favourite after that effort. So if he does get a start, he's probably got very similar form lines to Avilius, so who's, I think, 10-1 in the race at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think I have got a better one at home.
No, well, it looks like two good chances if they both get in, Dave. Hey, Dave, I was interested in a story in the Herald Sun. Yes, I'm not sure if it appeared in Sydney, Jimmy, but it was David Hayes' idea, and I've got to say it's got a lot of merit. Just effectively, David, what you're saying, there should be more opportunities for the local stayers, at the very least, to win one of these lead-ups and get guaranteed a start. You're not saying put a cap on the internationals, but what you're saying is give the local stayers more opportunity to qualify for the Melbourne Cup.
I just feel that, and it's good for the internationals who are borderline as well. They can run.
They can run.
And it's not saying leave the internationals out. It's just saying, you know, if you've got that Gay Waterhouse stayer who won at Geelong.
Runway, yeah.
Beat all
runway.
The imports, but it's not in the Cup. So it would be a better Cup with Gay's horse in it, wouldn't it? Runaway.
Exactly.
And I just feel... The VRC would have the Geelong Racing Club promoting the Melbourne Cup because their race is a qualifier and it'd create national interest. In the Everest, what I noticed in Melbourne, in all the lead up to the Everest, whenever you won a sprint race in Melbourne, the only thing they talked about was the Everest.
Yeah.
And it's a great piece of free promoting. And I just think it would increase the profile of the Cup, give locals and imports or lightweight horses a better chance of getting in the race by winning a repechage. Charge.
So do you think there's a... There's always a lot of talk about there's a negative to so many internationals because form is really hard to line up, and as a result of that, look, gambling turnover is pretty strong anyway, but it is impacted in some way. This will give, even if they are the internationals who win these races, David, a chance for punters to better line up form as well.
Well, it'll be much bigger betting because once they've seen them, the internationals, the local punters form an opinion whether
yes.
they love them, a Yucatan, or they hate them. And they either write them off or put them in. So I just think it's all positive.
I tell you what, it's changed the game, hasn't it? The Everest. People are now thinking more in a marketing sense about their races, and who'd have thought we're thinking in a marketing sense around the Melbourne Cup, which is the race that stops the nation. Dave, congratulations on yesterday. Good luck with Jarmay, and appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Nice to be on the show.
David Hayes there, and just on that, Ventura Storm, $26 in the Melbourne Cup market. Jarmay is $51, Raymond, and it's interesting, Avelius now, who just beat Jarmay that Dave was talking about, $13, third favourite behind. Yucatan at $5, Magic Circle at $11.